This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Here we are with another episode of For a Better Life from IRB English Radio. This is your host, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Inshallah, today we're going to talk about one of the important things that we need to do every day. We need to have this every day. Also, when we are performing this every day, we need to do it in the best way possible. And if we do it in the best way possible, we will see its results, inshallah, in our daily life. And that important thing that we need to, or that important topic we need to be considering and talking more about it, or maybe pondering on it and trying to understand it, is the topic of prayer, which is known as salat or namaz. Well, obviously, in different languages, it is said, like in Arabic, they use the word salat. For example, in the azan and aqamat, we say hayya ala salah. And in the Persian or Urdu, obviously, they say namaz. But obviously, usually in English, we use the word prayer. So I use the three terminologies in all three languages so that our listeners can get closer to the topic that we're going to talk about. So it's not just the praying by raising his hand and pray for someone. It's the praying which is being termed in the Islam as salat or namaz. So basically, what we're going to talk about today is how can this salat or namaz or the prayer can make our life better? Or how is it a better thing for our life? How can it take our life to the betterment? Is when we pray our prayers on time. And what I mean by on time is whenever it is the time of the adhan, the very first time, which is the superior time in order to pray. At that time, if someone is praying, he or she sees or gets the better results out of it rather than those who basically ignore the first time of the prayer. And then they pray on their ease, basically. Now, if we know about the concept of the salah or the philosophy of the salah, the logic behind it, it is said that this is something which is an obligatory, and obviously we need to pray five-time prayers. It's an obligation in Islam. On top of that, if a person wants to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the narrations, it is said, if you want to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to pray. And the praying is the best mean to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a supreme entity. He is the only, you can say, like the sole entity. Obviously, if we try to talk to him, we might be talking in different ways. And we might be insulting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But prayer is a way in which obviously you recite some of the surahs, which have the meaning that, oh Allah, guide us to the right path. We only pray you, we only seek help from you. So basically these type of words are used there. And then we talk about the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is one, he has no pair, no partner. And he is like that. And after that, when we go to the ruku, we say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdi, for example. And then when we prostrate or the sajda, there is a zikr. So basically this combination of these actions, which is called salat itself, it's a beautiful thing, it's a beautiful action that shows how you need to talk to someone who is your creator.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. guess it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Since when we do prayer, we offer prayers, obviously we are talking to Him. Now the issue here is, the problem is, when we are talking for a better life, in the program for a better life regarding the prayers, basically we are not saying that you or me or anyone does not pray. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, all of us pray the 5-time prayers. But the point is whether we prayed on time or not, or we become lazy while praying. This is the issue. This is the point where we need to ponder, where we need to think that if I am praying, yes, I am praying, but am I praying on time or not? Because this salat is something that will take me to the mi'raj. Because it is said, the mi'raj al-mu'min, as-salatu mi'raj al-mu'min. The salat, the prayer, is something that takes the mu'min, the believer, to the peak of the perfection. So in order to reach to the peak of the perfection, and on the other hand, when I know that the very first question that will be asked on after I pass away, the very first question that will be asked is regarding the prayer, then obviously I need to think whether I was praying on time or not. It will be asked, were you praying or not? But on top of that, there is another question, that were you praying on time or not? The very first time when there was the adhan. So did I give priority to the other things over salat, or were the prayers were the most important thing for me in my life? So whenever there was the time of the adhan, I was praying. Whenever I know that this is a time of dhuhr, I stood up and I prayed for the dhuhr. Whenever it was the time for the asr, or maybe maghrib or fajr, was I praying that on time, on the first time, whenever the time started for that prayer? So this is important. We have a saying from one of the great scholars, the mystics, Ayatollah Behjat. He said that if someone prays on time, on the first time of the prayer, whenever it's azan, right after that, if he prays 5-time prayers, and if he makes this his practice, he said that one of the ulama was saying that he will soon be seeing his status. The traveling towards the perfection, he will see something which is extraordinary in him. He will soon see the effects of this prayer. And if he is not seeing that, you can come and spit on my face. So basically, when Ayatollah Behjat is saying such thing, a great scholar, a great mystic, one of the great, great scholars, when he is saying so about the prayers and the importance of the prayers, when he's saying that those who are praying on time, they will have this status, that they can see something like some of his status, the mystical statuses, he can see that. And if he does not see, he can come and spit on my face. It means that it is very important. And if we want to have a better life, obviously, we need to give importance to this. Obviously, we know that if we want to know whether someone loves us or not, we see that how much importance do they give to us. For example, if I want to know that my kids do love me or not, whenever I'm saying them anything, or maybe ordering them or asking them for something, I see whether they give importance to my wordings or not. For example, if I'm stopping them from something, or I'm asking them for something, are they listening to me? Are they giving priority to my wordings over the other things, over their games, playing, or maybe talking to others, or anything that they're busy in? So if they're right away listening to me, I know that they love me, and then they give me more importance. Therefore, I give importance to them as well. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made salat a mean to reach towards the perfection. And if we are giving importance to this prayer, and we are praying right away whenever it's adhan, obviously this importance that you are showing towards the prayer will help you in hereafter. And then obviously the things will become easier for you in many means, inshallah. So may Allah give us all tawfiq to have this understanding and to pray on time, inshallah. in order for a better life, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
So all I need.
So all I need.
All I need.
Oh.
All I need to be all I need, and I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.